time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
We have not yet lost this war. The Republicans have opened the door to repealing health care for millions of Americans, to raising the cost for millions more. We are here to fight that war. We are here to fight back. We will not be silenced. We will make our voices heard. We've been shut out of this health care debate in the United States Senate for long enough. So we're going to take this health care debate exactly where it needs to go. We're taking this health care debate out to the people. So come and in the streets everywhere in America. Let's go.
Senator Elizabeth Warren speaking at a rally outside the Capitol Tuesday afternoon after the Senate voted 50-50 with VP Mike Pence casting the deciding 51st vote to begin debate on a bill to repeal major provisions of the Affordable Care Act. Senator John McCain returned to the chamber just days after surgery and a diagnosis of brain cancer and cast a crucial yes vote. After the vote, he delivered a fiery speech on the Senate floor, taking his colleagues to task for their lack of action on anything.
I hope we can again rely on humility, on our need to cooperate, on our dependence on each other, to learn how to trust each other again, and by so doing better, serve the people who elected us. Stop listening to the bombastic loudmouths on the radio and television and the internet. To hell with them. They don't want anything done for the public good. Our incapacity is their livelihood. Let's trust each other. Let's return to regular order. We've been spinning our wheels on too many important issues because we keep trying to find a way to win without help from across the aisle. That's an approach that's been employed by both sides, mandating legislation from the top down without any support from the other side, with all the parliamentary maneuvers that requires. We're getting nothing done, my friends. We're getting nothing done. And all we've really done this year is confirm Neil Gorsuch to the Supreme Court. Our health care insurance system is a mess. We all know it. Those who support Obamacare and those who oppose it. Something has to be done. We Republicans have looked for a way to end it and replace it with something else without paying a terrible political price. We haven't found it yet, and I'm not sure we will. All we've managed to do is make more popular a policy that wasn't very popular when we started trying to get rid of it. I voted for the motion to proceed to allow debate to continue and amendments to be offered. I will not vote for this bill as it is today. It's a shell of a bill right now. We all know that.
What they voted on is still mostly unclear, but it appears that it was the bill that narrowly passed the House, the so-called American Health Care Act, used as a shell from which to completely rewrite new legislation based on the amendments that will be debated and voted on for 20 hours. The first amendment that came up for a vote was the Senate's updated version of their BCRA, or Better Care Reconciliation Act, which 57 senators, including 9 Republicans, voted against. More amendments and votes will happen all next week, with GOP leaders hoping will culminate at the end of the week in the passage of at least narrow changes to the Affordable Care Act, a so-called skinny repeal strategy that they can take into conference negotiations with the House. In the Rose Garden for a quick press event with the Prime Minister of Lebanon, the president said, "Now we move forward. Truly great health care for the American people. This was a big step." One of the two questions asked of the president by the American press was about his contentious relationship with Attorney General Jeff Sessions.
I am disappointed in the Attorney General. He should not have recused himself almost immediately after he took office. And if he was going to recuse himself, he should have told me prior to taking office, and I would have quite simply picked somebody else. So I think that's a bad thing, not for the president, but for the presidency. I think it's unfair to the presidency, and that's the way I feel.
A big concern is that Trump could wait until the Senate goes on recess to fire Sessions and make a recess appointment of a new attorney general, allowing him to bypass Senate confirmation hearings and install someone who'd do his bidding until January of 2019. Senator Dick Durbin explained to MSNBC's Ari Melber that they're working on making sure that doesn't happen.
Do you want Mitch McConnell and the Senate to avoid going into a full recess for that reason?
Yes.
if that's what it takes. I think it's that important. If we don't stand for the principle that no one in this country is above the law, then what are we? Is this a nation of laws? Is it a nation of justice? To think that the president or any person in the White House is above the law is unacceptable in America.
So how would you do that, Senator? I mean, that's pretty significant if you're saying that you can't go into a full recess. How to avoid the potential jamming in of an acting attorney general, how would you do that?
We're exploring the ways right now.
Would you try to filibuster the adjournment resolution, or can you give us any...
I think I've told you as much as I can tell you at this moment, but the idea that this president would use the August recess to stop the investigation of the Russian impact on the election and his campaign is unacceptable.
And that's a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.